بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا تجويد made easy lesson 19 we're on page 22. إدغام to merge, okay, to bring together, to join together. إدغام, okay. So the four I's you've already studied in lesson 17. إظهار, 18 إقلاب, 19 now إدغام, and the next one you'll study إخفاء, okay. So these are the four I's. So we're on the third one now, okay? So at the top it says memorize this. If after Noon, Sakin, or Tanween you see any of the four letters, Ya, Noon, Mim, Wow, join the letters and lengthen for 1 second with a nasal sound. Or you can say Me Ghunna, okay? That's what that is. So if after Noon, Sakin, or Tanween you see any of the four letters, Ya, Noon, Mim, Wow, merge the letters, join the letters together and Me Ghunna, okay? Remember, the word yanmu, yanmu, to help you with the four letters, like qutbu jad we did in qalqala. There's no relevance for this word except that it will make you remember, inshallah, the four letters that are in concern, okay? Yanmu, yanmu. So if you're ever thinking about, man, what's idgham? And you remember yanmu, ya, noon, mim, wow. Okay, inshallah. So let's have a look at some of these examples. What part are we stretching? The part we're going to be stretching is, if you look underneath the middle box that I've drawn, it says wa walidyu wa ma walada. Okay? So the part that needs to be stretched is whatever's joining onto the ya, noon, mim, and wow. Wa walidyu wa ma walad. Okay? It's not the actual ya, noon, mim, and wow. So I don't want you to be saying wa walidyu wa ma walada. Nope. It's the dyu. Okay? So whatever joins to the ya, noon, mim, and wow. So let's have a look at the examples. I'm going to read through these, inshallah. من يشاء. من. There's the idgham. So what happens is we merge the two letters together. If you look at the mim and the ya, you merge them two together, bring join them two together, and you make a nasal sound for 1 second. Make ghunna. من يشاء. Next one, mimain. Right, mim tashdeed, we've already seen this before. What's the difference between noon and mim mushaddad with the tashdeed on top and idgham? Well, if you look before this mim tashdeed, there's a noon sakin, and sometimes there'll be a tanween, that's why it'll be classed as idgham, not noon and mim. Well, it is a noon and mim mushaddad, but it won't be classed as that rule, okay? We're going to make ghunna in both scenarios, but we'll know this as idgham. The reason why is because noon, sakin, and tanween come before this noon and mim, okay? Again, mimain, min nutfatin. Okay, let's see how clever you guys are. There's another rule inside this word, which we just studied not too long ago, inshallah. I'll give you 5 seconds, inshallah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What rule was it? Qalqala, ta sakin. Look at the ta sakin there. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal. Remember? Min nut. So we'll make an echo there. Min nutfatin. If you got that, mashallah, you're very fast. And if you didn't, keep going, inshallah, no worries. Okay, so back to this lesson again. Min, that's the idgham. Min waraihim. So miu, there's the idgham. خَيْرًا يَرَهُ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. So the rai, there's the idgham. But this time we'll be looking at noon sakin already. Now we're looking at tanween, okay? طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. So the tam is the idgham there. كَعَصْفٍ مَّأْكُولٍ. So the fim is the idgham. جَامِدَةً وَهِيَ. The taw is the idgham. Wa walidyu wa ma walada. Diu is the idgham. Yawma idin yasduru. Dini is the idgham. Yawma idin na'imatun. Din is the idgham. Waylui yawma idin. Lui is the idgham. Hamidum majidun. Dum, that's the idgham. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. The tun is the idgham. سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. I put this, the tum is the idgham, but I put this last example there on purpose because many people, they are reciting Ayatul Kursi incorrect. Ayatul Kursi in the third juz on the first page, Ayatul Kursi, okay? Now, subhanAllah, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khuduhu sinatun wa la nawm, it should be. But many people are saying sinatun wa la nawm, sinatun wa la nawm. Sinatun is incorrect. It's not fathatain to zabr, it's dhammatain to pesh. So I put this example here just to benefit you in this, inshallah. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Sinatun wa la nawm. Usually Ayatul Kursi is used for protection. Okay, inshallah. Okay, now the middle part of this lesson. So just to explain one thing before we move on. The thing that we're looking for is Noon, Sakin and Tanween anywhere in the Qur'an. If you see any of these four letters, we will make a Ghunna. Nasal sound for 1 second, inshallah, okay? The middle part just tells you what to stretch. And the last part, these few words at the bottom here, you won't make it Idgham, even though there's a Noon, Sakin and there's one of the letters after it. But because they're in one word, we won't make it Idgham, okay? So that won't be read Dunya. It will be read Dunya, Bunyanun, Qinwanun, Sinwanun. Okay, we won't make idgham if noon sakin and the letter after are in the same word. Okay, inshallah, I hope you understand that. One quick last thing now. Remember, I said at the beginning, for idgham there's six letters. Okay, I've already taught you four, because these four you make ghunna. There's two that you don't make ghunna, and that is lam and ra. Lam and ra, okay? So if you find, for example, lam and ra in noon, sakin and tanween comes, then after that you find a lam and a ra, you do not make ghunna, okay? You do not make ghunna. So I'll give you an example. Mir rabbika, mir rabbika. So you miss the noon, sakin out, meem goes and joins to the ra, so it is idgham, but you don't make the ghunna, okay? So you do merge the both letters, mir rabbika. And for the lam, milladunhu, milladunhu. It is quite easy anyway, because when you see noon sakin or tanween and you see a lam or ra afterwards, they'll have a tashdeed on top. So you'll have to join them, okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. I hope you understood this rule. This rule was called idgham. Jazakumullah khair for your time and your patience, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.